August, July 28th, afternoon session, Geshe Yeshe Tapte, on Mahamudra.
July 28th, 2013, Geshe Yeshe Tapte on Mahamudra.
Oh, you did drop that.
Yeah, we have a new one, will and intention. I don't know, so I did clear light mind, but the same as mind that is clear and knowing. Primordial mind, are we talking about the same level?
This one.
This one. So we're starting out with that, where we left off with that example of the crow going away from the ship. Right on page 99 there.
Oh yeah. That is the Gitama de Lapsara. Namdo de Sisko, Sim Sashi, but the same tattoo, Namdo Skierson, Nasigora, Shenda Skierson. And they call, oh, the carre, oh, the Kierson, I knew you shall. Oh, you said this, I know, oh, Tosunoko, I am, Sim Seri Chakoran Patin Ruba, Sashi Roma Kodegi, oh, my wife. Oh, this one's a co, Chadi, poor Nichimbri, Shenda, and do already. Pick up some of them, so let go.
So we had this example of the crow having flown from a ship after circling the directions must realize on it. So that so it's when you're meditating and focusing on the nature of the mind is clarity and mere clarity and awareness, then when a thought emerges, you don't get involved. You just let the thought come, and it like will extend out, and then just. It will then sort of, by its own nature, just sort of reemerge with its nature of light, of clarity and awareness. It's just like that example that the crow will go out finding nothing, just come back in to and realight in the ship. Selva, Sigora. Selva, Sheva Koran, the Bay. Sabo Shivichi, Mazuela, Sabo Shidayora. Oh, Dinesh is so the same to be Sabo Shivichi. As it took Bogan Dungi to change the ready in a passetum garage, Tontum garage. Within the summer tongue, you said, my deep dance in Sava dance. So then when you, in the next line says, from cultivating such methods as these, you experience the nature of the totally absorbed mind to be a non-obstructive lucidity and clarity. That as you meditate in this way, the mind becomes clearer and clearer, and then gets to this point where it's non-obstructive clarity, lucidity, and clarity. It means clarity in this case means where it's just like light, it becomes extremely brilliant, or
maybe something like that. And then that is a
just
how you know some kind of where you get rid of some kind of obstruction and then you can see the very finest particles, like you can see each particle, that it's like that, being able to so clearly see it.
As
mind doesn't have any form, then there's no obstruction there. Not like you know, the arm of the chair. If you're going to find some obstruction when your arm hits it, but there's no obstruction because mind is formless. So then everything can be let's see, not established as any form of physical phenomenon. It is a bare absence, okay, which is like space, and then allows anything to dawn and be vivid. Here the is talking about how everything, what do you say, thoughts and so forth, come into the mind, and you know, good or bad or whatever they might be, it just sort of appears there or arises there. A feeling that amongst some meditators that at this point then you've attained what's known as Mahamudra, but that's not the opinion of the author here, and so he goes into sort of stating that here. It says such nature of the mind must, he states that it's the what do you say, the conventional nature of the mind. So such nature of the mind must in fact be seen straightforwardly with exceptional perception and cannot be verbally indicated or apprehended as this. Therefore, without such apprehension, settle in a fluid and flowing manner on whatever cognitive dawning arises. Then the great meditators of the snow mountains, that means of Tibet, are practically of a single opinion in proclaiming that this is a guideline, or this is an instruction indicating how to forge a state of Buddhahood. So then he states what his opinion on this is. He said that, be that as it may, I, Trugi Gyaltsen, say, that this is the author, say that this is a wondrous skillful means for beginners to accomplish the settling of their mind. Accomplish the settling of their mind means going through the nine different stages of coming to attain what we call meditative serenity, or the translator here calls shamatha. And then when you get to, so then at that state you have that, you're able, it's sort of through those stages you're able to stay focused on the object, which in this case is the nature of the mind, in varying degrees for a slowly extended period of time, for a few minutes, then 5 minutes, then 15 minutes, you're able to stay focused without any kind of distraction. So that's the kind of concentration that you're heading towards, and then finally you reach the ninth stage where you have this meditative serenity. And so then he says, this is a way that leads you to recognize merely the conventional nature of the mind that conceals something deeper. So he's saying that this is merely being introduced to the conventional nature of the mind. It's not anything deeper than that. The other scholars are feeling that this is, you've come to understand the nature of reality or Mahamudra, but he's saying he has a different opinion.
The Dharmaji Chundini, Tangwele, Jensim Naba, Tube, Menjun, Togger, Simji Kunzum, where to Yinshitin to Sarva. Oh, yeah. Oh, Dean to Kasura, that delay to Sura. She does similar meaning, Simjum over the countries, Tongsan, Peshin to Savo, Shikiwa, Nambo Karine, Kangatine, Akin Rayanta, Pandron, Dongi. Oh, same condition, but she, similar meaning than that to don't to lose a day. Only she had come jimba to the caracum guer, same condecum guer, she had shed some marais on that. Did you love that?
Right. So he's saying it's a way to come to understand the nature of the mind, where you have this idea of the mind being non-obstructive, lucidity and clarity, and that it's ready to take the dawning of any thoughts and other appearances, but it's not some great attainment of something deeper.
Oh yeah, or doing do ten day, similar maybe some motion but she had a similar meaning she need to do with top cover change. Tell it any Kansa down made on same temper mevel sober. And a pagno kiata. Tell it in a lamb coma, chutam jetendo, tombany toilia, pet pendo yube, medicine, top
sheet. So then he's saying that what it is it's a is a wonderful method for then, well, he's saying wondrous skillful means here means it's a wonderful method for then being able to establish based on that insight, meditative insight, which allows you to then come to understand both the selflessness of the person and the selflessness of phenomena other than the persons, and through coming to understand the conventional nature of the mind, and through being able to then through focusing on this, then one is able to reach the state of meditative serenity that's then a basis for leading to these other deeper realizations.
Oh yeah. Tā tāni sēm dī chūnyi lā sē tuwa. O dī shē yō tā, dī kārī shē gu rē sē nā. Tā rāng lū gī, anī sēm gī tēngi, nē lū thār dū gī chāk jā shēmbū dī, gāndē sē rē sē tī tēn pā pī yō rā. Sēm gī nē lū thār dū gā chāk jā shēmbū dī, shē gī yīn sū gu rē tāndi nē. Tāni sēm dī chūnyi lā, ngō rū chī dār chā wē chū yō sē. Sēm dī chūnyi, tōng bā nyē sēm, yā chāk jā shēmbū, yū chāk jā shēmbū dī, gāndē yīn bē chū dī. Ani Kurangi Lama Sanjayi Shi Ngurmin Zimbe Tsushanwa Gelongi Tsudu Yueba Ani Taolo Mongbe Mishwa Ngayi Lodruji Mungba Tsangma Tamche Sewaran Zengengi Tsawe Lame Shedamna Shinyandi Lungu Yugi Yinsongre Shegi Yinsongre
So now he says I'm going to explain it says as for the methods that can lead you to recognize the actual deepest nature of the mind, I will now record the personal instructions of my root guru, Sangye Yeshe, who, as his name literally means, is the embodiment of the Buddha's deep awareness. So he's giving the personal instructions that he received from his teacher here on how to come to understand here, Semgi Chuni means the emptiness of the mind.
Oh yeah, that day yesterday, that little mess had done good share, right? That night, the charge chamber was same. That Kansa Nigna Nature, na Kansa Dami da, Shugi Dami Nigna Nature, na Tambo Kansa Dami the share, Nilalabore, the Sunday the Nil share, and the Semgi Chuni the share, the Nilsungora. Kīngdū kāsāk dāmi dī ngēl shē yuwa rē. Ngār dī nyamshā ngāng ngēl e shē. Ālē dī shī labdā?
So, and then I just remembered that Geshe Lama was saying that's the objective Mahamudra, which is this emptiness of the mind, right? So then, when you investigate emptiness or selflessness, then you understand it. What it said that it's easier to understand the selflessness of the person prior to understanding the selflessness of other phenomena. So then he's going to start his discussion with how to reach an understanding of the selflessness of the person.
Yeah. Rāngwīne mēwā tē tō lē lāpa sōngsā tīshē yō rā.
So he's going to explain how the person doesn't exist from its own side.
Ngār jī nyamshā ngāng nī lē mā chū dāngwē chū nāng tū jidhār nyū chū chūk bā tār kāmyō shē bē gōmbā bē jībū rāngshī dzāng bār tā sī gā tuwa. Shepa dini maare, su dini maare, dini maare, rangwe ne mindu haasam. O, di tongpa nyi di sangka tangkure siyo ra. Ngaar di nyamshya ngaanyi le, 마요 땅배 추나도 빼샤라 근데 추 땅매 되나리야 냐 추주도 파선도 되디 추디 구겨게 자고 말해서 거라 어디나시 추나시 주고 되나시 간사를 매베 대단을 매베 신에디 다가 나바샤 근데 숨기 초지네 또 다랑이네 매버 주세 상고단 랑고네 미도 삼지 아니 공부해서 봐
While in a state of total absorption as before, that means that you're in this state of what we're calling meditative serenity or shamatha, and here, then you have to investigate sort of with a corner of the mind you're investigating the self. When we talk about selflessness of persons, you're trying to understand is the self somehow does the self exist from its own side? Then you search within all the different components of the body and mind. You know, is this the self? Is my feelings the self? Discrimination the self? So forth. You go through all the different qualities of the mind and body, looking at all the different parts and so forth, is this the self, and you come up with no self, then that you can't find any self, then that's said to be intelligently inspecting the self nature of the person who is meditating, and it's like a tiny fish flashing about in a lucid pond and not disturbing it.
That is the room she talked about the Sigura. Tag and nearly ten of Abdante. And if she's in the door, the convent or Sanja Koran with long temper. Oh, David and his humanation, she talked to the Sigures. They got the power to make communities, power ludic communities, power ludic, and then Duranum called a mission with the governor and Gangi. Kunibir Konga Sunsha Sigura. Karasun doesn't give you some humans, give you consas at the middle of Chashana. The Rangel Lui China, you have a trouble, rebellious over trouble, Chadler, Sai, Sai Jumas, Yora. Oh dear, Jumares. And then, Chuman is the give you Ludis over and the Lambeth, a child, and Chusilla sober. But the other at the next give you Maris. Meme is a give you so good, you have a drag. Main joint shadow, give my days. Long in joint, give you Sada, the name, cogged the tuba, who even read the net, Lungi, Chadia, give my days. The name Lumi, Namganis, give you Lugi Sobani, Puga number. No good, she would dance at that she passed along the Sakora, or the Zertini, give my days, that and that. Give you Lugi Sobani, the sign, two men long.
So then the author continues saying, it is just as our source of direction, the highly realized Arya Nagarjuna has said. So he's turning to authentic source. In order to establish that the person doesn't exist in this way, and he quotes Arya Nagarjuna. Where Arya Nagarjuna then he quotes these verses where Arya Nagarjuna says, "A person is not earth." That means you investigate all the hard parts of the body, and you can't find anything that is the person. Then, not water. You investigate all the soft parts of the body, like blood and serum and these kinds of things. And then, those are not the person. Nor fire, any kind of the warm elements within the body. Nor wind, which is the movement within the body is the upward and downward movements within the body and not space. Space here refers to like the empty space within the body, like in the nostrils and the ears and the different, and within the cavity of the mouth and so forth, that those are not the person. And consciousness is not the person.
Yona, Bangarangi, you say Yona, Kawaii, you say, you know, all the Rashi, do two such quarter, lots of a chess. Diomare, the Medusa, Badita, Sachu, Sudan, Sam Kanganal, and Medua, Deleshandone, Dionshing Mara, so the head of the Tablo de Yoda, Tendinioshing Marva, the Luko, Barangune, nowadays.
Then he investigates, basically he's investigating, is it any parts of the physical body? No. And then turns to the mind. So when he says not consciousness, it means all the different aspects of consciousness, feelings and any kind of destructive emotions, or any of these, the self, no. So the feeling is that if the self is somehow exists from its own side, like we feel that it somehow exists in its own right from its own side, then it should be findable. We should be able to point to something that and find that this here is the self. But we can't do that. And it, is it all of them? We can't. It can't be all of them. And it also, is it somehow something separate from these? We can't find anything that's not completely separate and not dependent upon the self. So. Not dependent upon the mind and the body. So then we can't find the self in that way.
Namga said the Puga Namga del Sigora. Don't say no that you would answer the Chiaqua or one hour. Oh, Dil Sigor, Pajoyo Sigor, Mare. Oh, children, Namga Soba. Oh, Tezula ten a tabare, eh? Sobuda, Semla Soba, oh, Tezula ten a tabare. No carnage of this and make a shake do a serra. Mandosan and Dandu do a serra. Oh, Star Sembechu, Oko Sembechu, Medusero. So what I assembled ten a dava tuggy or come to let ten a tuggy or indeed she talk with it, did Joshua is a tuggy or a. Oh, did talk about some shower the model. Did this ever seen the rise of your marriage? You will come to do this here. Young dama is a young dog by the wrong winner. So she too, you have a marriage and that's all but she. My inga cashier saw telephone talk about some shower the escort. Young dama is she that was. Did she come near the area? Do you should yanda need to miss it? Or the yanda may chita what tiba de lata. And it comes ready the echo, young sosola, then it tell you are a yanda machuma resigora.
So you're trying to find the self amongst all the different constituents of earth, water, fire, wind, space. And consciousness, none of those are the self, and not all of them are the self, and then not a, and if there's nothing separate from these, completely separate from these, that is the self, and so then we have to say here the literal translation doesn't express the the conclusion, but at the conclusion then is that a person that is not perfectly solid, therefore a person is not perfectly solid because he or she is what can be labeled on the collection of these six constituents. So the person is not solid. It means not real. There's no real person there because he or she is just what is labeled in dependence upon all those six constituents coming together. And therefore we say Joshua, or we say Geshe-la, or however, just in dependence upon these constituents coming together.
Oh, that and that. Maharaj nam gyune so so dia hako gura so 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 sam lo khogi wara na sam sa kong du re se ri na tu gura chung ni se na re chung bai na a ti ti tong do ko nga di nga ji di se bu yara na sam sa pe ra ho wa ni si sam lo khogi wa o che ja ten be ko ra wa wa ra ngwe ne nga nga ra gi yo se re ti di sam lo yo re ti sam ba ne shi nga di yo ma re se wa ra tong ba re se ka re se ne ko ti be ra ngwe ne chi yo ga yi na ko yo sa phumbu nga da ba chi ne chi yo gur chi che ne yo na ti member chi le wo ti ka ne che ne ra yo ma ra ti ma jo ha go ra che gi ra so so kang di ne je chi su pa de re re ma re sem de re ra kong de re nga je ke ya ma ra ti le lo su be nga chi sen da le pe ngom bo se be ne chi ta pa la ne chi yo de ke yo ma ra o ti ne ta bu ta me re ma re phumbu nga bo la ten ne pha ta sta o te sam le ya ne te zo cha wa che ya de Tahagi cawace, sembik tidur nyonya dia tahagi tidur nyonya ni syawur, tezam ni syawur mana? Tanya dia wang ke syawas, tanya dia wang ke syawas, tenjeng dia berjuang so this dia lah.
So what's being said here is that if we look amongst all the different constituents of the body, what we're looking for is a self in the sense that we You can get this sense of the self, which is our kind of natural feeling about the self as existing from its own side, by thinking, putting yourself in a situation where you're getting really angry and you have this really solid sense of me, and then also when you're really afraid, you get a really solid sense of me, and then you're looking for, well, If you just subject that sense of me to some kind of analysis, you're not going to be able to find that kind of self, because that self seems to exist, have some kind of existence on its own, some kind of self-existence. And another way of saying that is it exists from its own side, or exists in its own right. So that kind of that sense of self, if you look for that and you analyze and say, well, is it you go through each of the constituents that make up what we feel is the self, and if you go through each of those, then they're all not the self, and then if you then say, well, this the self in that sense, okay, the self in that sense of being some kind of a solid, self-existent entity, then also you look for something other than that self, when it says, yet what person is there separate from these, when we say separate from these, it's just like, completely separate. It's like yellow and blue. They're totally different. It would have to be the sense of self that we're examining is a sense of self where the self is felt to be categorically different. It's like yellow and blue. So then you can't find the self totally separate from those six constituents. And then. Then it's enough just to have a self that exists as a dependent arising, we call it. A self comes into existence in dependence upon these six constituents, and that's enough for it to exist. It has a nominal existence, or a conventional existence in that sense, and then conventionally existing in that way, then we can feel happy, we can feel unhappy, we can perform actions. It's enough for us to function, just to have that sense of existence where we're dependent upon, we're a dependent arising, we're dependent upon other things, or you can think of it as dependent upon the label, okay, that the self is a dependent arising of the imputing terms and concepts, and the basis of the those imputing terms and concepts, which would be these six constituents. So there's two ways of understanding this kind of selflessness of the person. One is true, or one would be having that kind of understanding in a direct experience or a direct perception of the selflessness of the person. Another one would be through relying on various reasons and logic to analyze if this self exists or not, and then coming to some kind of a certain knowledge based on reason that self doesn't exist. So then the first one is not available to us. So then we have to then depend. The first one being, you know, direct perception is not available to us. So we have to then rely upon reason and logic and analyze and come to a certain knowledge come to a certainty. Oh, that self just doesn't exist, and that's a conceptual understanding of selflessness. And then based on that conceptual, then we meditate on that conceptual understanding. Okay, you constantly meditate on that.
No, yeah, then do that. You say chip go na ni kangal chip ba dura. Then I ngadi samu tangarwa. Ngadi chen so. Ani dhaa di khumbu ki ngabu di ki chawa cheba di dhaa ki chawa cheba ndugu maare. Ani taa chawa cheba di kanan chawa cheba ndugu maarewa. Ani sokun dhrosu na taa ndro. Khane keji shedu, taa keji shedu. Dhaa jibu midu nagudu, dhaa nagudu su sokun nagudu. Kinti thangye naya kendo ra. Shingna singa taa da siyo na shinje. Khumbu nalo kenye shendu pe njude yu na kunjin dhwa naya kendo ra. Di yu nga di rangwa du yuwa maare. Yona de yuwa pumbu nga dina li chikdu midu dimari. dile be thade chene shendo yo mar ti yo na ta de bala ni zen phong bong ga chi le ga che ba de khoe le ga che ga cha ga che la du mar es pe kha ga so su chene ne du chi chene ne du ti so ga rang ne ta ne du sam phong ba de le nyam ba sha go wa o nga nga nam ji ne nga nga ra yo sam ji a du ne du a sam ga che phong ba le nyam ba sha go ra
So it said that through one set of logical reasoning, you can understand all kinds of logical reasoning, establishing that the self in this sense doesn't exist. So that if we look for the self in this sense, that means if we're looking for a self that is somehow exists from its own side, has its own exists by its. By its own nature, has some kind of self-existence or independent existence is another way of expressing it. All these kinds of things are synonyms for that sense of self that we're looking for. So you make a logical statement, just thinking about yourself, you think, I, or me, or the I doesn't exist. In these ways, means it doesn't exist either from its own side, in its own right. It doesn't have any self-existence or inherent existence or independent existence, all these kinds of synonyms. Then you say, because, okay, and then you establish the reason for this is because it's either going to be self-identical or diverse. Okay, it's either going to be the same as the body and mind, or different from the body and mind. It's got to be one of those two. So then you settle first to investigate. Well, is it the same? Then we usually divide the body and mind into components, so it's called the five aggregates, and then so you investigate, is it any part of the body, and then you can't find it, the self is any part of the body, then or this self that exists from its own side, you can't find it. You have to just take each one separately. Is this the self? Is that the self? So is the body the self? Are the feelings the self? Are the discriminations the self? Are the various mental processes, are they the self? Is consciousness itself the self? You have to analyze each one of these looking for the self, and you can't find it in any way being identical or the same as the components of the individual components of the body and mind, then you have to then look for it as being separate from the body and mind, and so then when we say separate, it's like totally independent of the body and mind, not at all related to the body and mind. So then is there some kind of self that is totally unrelated to the body and mind? Well, that would be a big problem, because then if something happened to our body and mind, if our body and mind was going to, for instance, was going to get up and walk down the stairs, then the self wouldn't be getting up and walking down the stairs, or I wouldn't be getting up and walking down the stairs, or it wouldn't be happening to me, it would just be happening to my body and mind, if it was totally separate in that sense. So then that becomes a logical impossibility. So then you have to arrive at a conclusion that the self does not exist at all in this way.
Oh yeah, that is it. I need to understand the need to be a man who is 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 a man Chu kari ina ta shem de kari ina ko cha she mangbu ji so tele pa chi ta de 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 spa sha vi wa de tele cha sha gi ma do ko pine chi che ni di re sha shi ye yo ma ro ye che tham je ten je de ba ni jwa tu tu
ten ta ba sa so then you have to come to a decision that the self exists only as a dependent arising, that it's a dependent arising of the imputing terms and concepts, and the basis of imputation, which would be the body and the mind. It exists in that sense. It exists in no other sense other than that. It's a mere dependent arising.
Oh yeah, that give come to do basically. Yanda ma yichi da wa tishin kham ne re ren du ji yanda ni de. Sung ba chi shin tsa wa na se ta ne tsa na ni ya yo ma ro. Nyam sha nyam ba re jong ge so. Nyam sha yo ma re nyam ba re jong ge ge kang sa yo ma re. O chue ka ya. Ani rang ne yo ma re. Tin ka re tan ta ba yo ma rang ne yo ma re. Nyam sha nyam ba re jong ge so tu ten tsa mi ya ma ni. Tu ten tsa mi ya ma ni ba se. De se. Ani ka se.
So then, just as the person is found not to be real in this sense, then likewise none of the constituents of the person are perfectly solid, because each is what can be labeled on a collection of parts. That they in turn are also, if you're reading the translation here, so when you they in turn are just again dependent arisings of the imputing terms and concepts based upon the collection of parts. So when you search and, as has been said, cannot find even a mere atom of a total absorption, or this is talking about the meditation, or it's someone who is totally absorbed and so on. And that, when you can't find, you investigate the meditator and the meditation and so forth, then you cultivate an absorbed concentration on voidness or emptiness, which is like space. So this is where you're just you are concentrating on this complete lack of that kind of findable person, and you do so with a single pointed concentration, without any wandering at all, without any mental wandering.
Mo da dire da dine den nyam sha nyam bar sha su de tung ni kum ju di she do o di kang sa den do ne tung ni kum be cha ge chim so ra di she re ta ya na nyam bar sha be ngang se ta din ba ya na nyam bar sha be ngang se do o di kar she sun ta sem gi den ge shin ni di she ge ra sem dong ba ni de sem gi cha ge chim she ge ra
so here then so then that's the presentation of emptiness based on on finding the person in particular, and now he's going to present things other than the person, and in particular the mind. So furthermore, while in a state of total absorption, scrutinize mind.
Susu madu tong sangi se ta sheba dil si wara susu nyambar shani sheba de susu tumi kado de yib de thori yib de ge yo marwa se ko tong sangi re sta gi tang bune sheba tong sang se ke re ke tong banye ke sheke mare thog ju da re ju kado yib so me ge tong sangi wa sin nam ga na shi si wara susu madu tong sangi si wara o de ne timi na zo char shin tro se ji gi shen da ge ti ba me ba so so sage so you can go saying you chilo you some the time kanga say to be shit to get you ora nange ko sage ra to me na so charge in tros kanga char sem ge some the time to get you ora gang me sage ribe kyun se
So, in analyzing the mind, then the author continues, not establishes any form of physical phenomena. It's obviously, it doesn't have any form. It is a non-obstructive bareness that gives rise to the cognitive dawning and emanation of anything or everything. And so you have that same, we expressed clearly before, the kind of non-obstructive nature of the mind, and then it's it has that kind of clarity and lucidity, then it gives rise to a cognitive dawning of where everything then, what do you say, appears, and which endures as an unhindered clarity and awareness. That's the nature of the mind, and engaging with objects without discontinuity means that it's a constant flow of cognitive instance, where there's never any break in that cognitive flow, and it appears not to depend on anything else. When you think about the mind, it appears to have some kind of self-existence, some kind of independent existence. When you're feeling about it, is that it has this, or thought about it, is that it has this kind of independent existence. But if you search for that, to apprehend it to exist as it appears, you're looking amongst all its various parts for the mind you're looking for. Basically, it's searching for the meaning behind this word mind. Then Shanti Deva said it's that you're not going to be able to find it. Such things as a continuum or collection are not as they seem. Continuum is like what we were just describing in terms of the mind being a constant, continuity of individual moments of cognition. over time and in an unbreaking continuum. And then a collection, the collection here is talking about things that have form, houses and collections of people and so forth. And so then it says, such things as a continuum or collection are not as they seem. They are false, okay? They're not true, as in the case of a rosary, which is really a collection of individual beads, right? An army, when we think army, we think there's something there, but in fact it's just what we ascribe, it's what we label to a collection of many different people gathered together. And then so on means things like houses, and it's just houses and are made up of all their individual parts, but also you can think of it even on a more microscopic level of the various particles, and the atoms, all the smallest particles that make it up, and the same with like a forest. We'd say forest, but then a forest exists as a in the sense of a label designated or let's say labeled upon a collection of many different trees together and all the different parts of the trees and so forth. Their appearance as anything otherwise is false.
Oh yeah. Ta she song long da rigba ye nang ju ta to ma ju be par to ngang du chi ji nyam bar sho si ge twa o she sang ge ge de ne chhe tham je rang ne me chhe tham je rawang du tu be rang ne tu be da ni me se gom bo lu du da kang ga song yo re ne rigba je yo re ju sen kar je song gor tle ju sen kar re sen ta ge sen ne sing jo or chhe kar ye na ra rang ge cha she sam dak shi de da chik du yo ma re tha de du yo ma re rangwa de chube o ti me de tse na nye ya yo ma re ti me de rangwa ne me re mangbu je le ten pa ta she du le ga chen ge chi cha wa chen ge chi yo re ten ne ta ba sam lo yo re rangwa ne me re o ti du rangwa ne chube tong ba le ya ene nyam ba sho se chu she ba la so ba chu tam je o ro na ju ta du ma du so so nang du sa nga ra ju yi do wa de yi do mo ta ta nye ka re na ko ko rang ge yo ba re nang gi ra rangwene yobarashi, mayenge chile nganzu lefa taani yobar samgu menduwa. O di indi ko nangzu tato, nangwa tato tenpar matu gare. Sawa ne meba maare, nangwa nangshin takta yo maare. O di sunta, tsiji nyambar shoos, tende samlu taani, tongbadi ya charchunen, tele ya nyambar shoos.
So then, by means of scriptural authority and lines of reasoning such as this, so we're using lines of reasoning such as that it couldn't exist the way it appears to exist, whatever thing we choose, from its own side. It means it doesn't exist there from its own side. If it did exist from its own side, then it should be findable from within its constituents or its basis, of the basis for which we label it as whatever object we're labeling it as. And if we look amongst those bases, then it can only be either identical to those bases, or it could either be self-identical or diverse. It can either be has to be either the same as or different from those. So if it's the same as, then you have to go through each of them, and you won't be able to find anything amongst those that is the thing. And then if it's different from, it has to be completely different from them. You can't find anything completely different from its basis of labeling. So then, you can actually, it appears to us, you come to the conclusion that it couldn't exist the way it appears to us. The way it appears to us is some kind of separate entity, something separate from the mind that's cognizing it, but the In fact, it's never at all separate from the mind that is cognizing it, that is engaging it. So then as it has this dependent existence and doesn't have this independent existence, then that is how it exists. It can't possibly have the independent, it has to exist dependently. It can't exist in the independent way that it seems to have, or that we really feel that it has, or that it appears to have. So then you totally absorb yourself, which means you totally focus in meditative concentration on this lack of it existing from its own side.
Wow.
So if we then close it with this statement from Sangye Yeshe, who was for the author an omniscient in the true sense, was a real Buddha, my spiritual mentor, when no matter what dawns in your mind, you are fully aware that what it is an appearance of exists simply as what can be apprehended by conceptual thought, you experience the deepest sphere of reality dawning without need to rely on anything else. While this is dawning, to immerse your awareness in it and to totally absorb, my goodness. So here, what the author is saying is that, what the author's teacher is saying, that there's no matter what appears to your mind, no matter what your mind makes appear, it's merely a dependent arising of it has no existence from its own side. It's merely a dependent arising of the imputing terms and concepts and the basis of designation, which is all the parts and the different parts that make up make up whatever it is, and that's enough for it to exist. It exists in that way, and functions in that way, and can work in that way, and therefore, when you apprehend that it's a mere dependent designation or a mere dependent imputation, you experience the deepest sphere of reality dawning without any need to rely on anything else. And so then when you then focus on that, then that's a marvelous thing, is what he's saying. So we've left some time for questions here, of which the it seems to have multiplied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can try. Jason likes to put these together. And then, let's see if I can do that. Please explain the tradition.
Öyle ince küçüğü loş, öyle mi anladın? Evet.
Kaç şeydi, sana ki lüks, nam şimdi, drive, önceki öyle, kaç şeyden, değil mi? Doğru lüks, yine de. As I understand it, you have taught Mahamudra from the point of view of sutra. What advice would you give to those wishing to study or practice Mahamudra or Dzogchen from the point of view of tantra? Sangaki Luke Nangshin Chakya Chempa Dzogchen Yina De Jang Gona then it Galop Gari Nangire
Gemaki. Chakya Chempa Sudo Dogje Tawa Deko Chikbashara. Laku Yishi, Tongeng Yishi, Sheba Tawadi. Shindu Tawya Sembi, I want to just choose.
So from the viewpoint of both the sutra and tantra, the philosophical view that they're expressing is the same. But when you, it's the difference comes down to what kind of a mind you're realizing emptiness with, and so. When you in the tantric system, then you have to somehow go about methods to try and elicit this subtle mind of clear, you know, this subtle mind. Leave it at that, and then how do we use clear light mind to penetrate the subtle level of mind, or how do we use clear light? That's it. Semgi Ursel de Candres. Let's see. How do we use clear light mind to penetrate the subtle level of mind? But actually, it is the subtle level of mind, so I'm not quite sure how this. Maybe it's talking about how do we use the conventional level of mind to penetrate the subtle level of mind? Something like that. Could I ask it that way? I'm not quite sure what it means. Salva Rama, eh? Maybe I'll go to the next question. We might get into an answer suitable for that question. By asking the next question, is the primordial clear light mind the same as the mind that is clear and knowing? Are these ultimate and conventional natures of mind? The nyukmi ursal de the karsa di dangs. So the semgi selshing ripa di ni chikpare di mi chikpare di
ole de mo di ni kaga da chidan ko se shi ripa ta nyume sem she ba yem ba de chikpare wa nyume sem se du za ko ka so re o nam do shinda ragbat inte mainga shindu thave semdelya nga jukasi lai ba ma shi du du sa thama thama chisim til chi yong do o di so bu da chin nam don da men da da yun da men da le ba yo ma ra tila nyuk sim sik do o di na she ya ko nga ju ting je kom ne she ba de ma de kyur chu yo ra tila nyung me sim sik do shindu thave sim sik do ra Machu Bessem Singer and Ming Mabuda. Oh, did you?
No.
You seem to say she was a session about Tandangarazu Yora. Tandangazu says she rebutted the Hakuda.
No.
You miss him, Deco Tandaya. Savage Hako to Marwa.
No.
The Mazuki Yomarwa.
No.
Okay, do you? She doesn't say she was there. You say you drink gang as a shaven door. She shed the door, conga cheese, some of the dead door. Cause she rebutted by Shibarwa.
No.
You miss him, the Amanda.
Hmm.
You may tell the ten course sheba yaga that do a congati yora.
Hmm.
A part him beauty congatil him to yora.
Hmm.
So you may seem the yaga chene conjignal and there, but the conga yandre, Sanja Sabo and drag it, you saw it.
Hmm.
Oh, Yanko Lieutenant Namdo and Drum and Drag it, do a chene call conga, you saw it, dear Diora. There's a code some time like a shake. The same delivery chassel, she was a race, the same detachment, but it's only our two kids. Kashi got the same let do what in Zambulin Yomaris. To you, the same revolution, I can't seem to call it a marison. So I need you summertime, Jacob Chebacus in the middle. No, I shall get Yaka to come the same territory.
No,
you know, Miss Simsida.
So, when we're talking about the primordial of clear light mind, we're talking about the mind that's extremely subtle, that we talked about yesterday, where the various levels of conceptual minds and the coarse minds at the point of death, they gradually dissolve and you get down to this clear light mind, okay, this clear light mind at the point of death. And that's the subtle mind that we're talking about. We're trying to and that's what you're trying to elicit when you're doing tantric practices. But that one is known as the mother of all minds. Really, it's because the mother of everything. Really, everything arises out of that mind, as all the coarser states of mind arise out of that mind, and all of the coarser states of mind then dissolve back into that mind. So then, that's a continuity that exists from beginning of this time up to now and into the future. It's the basis for us to get, because it gives rise to all these problematic, destructive emotions and thoughts and so forth, and feelings and so forth, that then we get into all the trouble that we do and having to take a constant one birth after the other, this constant round of rebirth. But then it also is what serves as a basis to create all the virtuous states of mind and other high states of knowledge that allow us to become fully enlightened, so that from which we can then become fully enlightened. So then, some of the great meditators then say, oh, they greatly praise it as the most wonderful thing there is, but then also from the perspective of it giving rise to all these problems, then those problems then are, you know, from that perspective, then it's where all that trouble is coming from. So then, but that's very different from that's something that we can't. We can't identify in our experience, whereas the conventional, the mere clarity and mere clarity and awareness of the mind, that nature of the mind we've been talking about in terms of shamatha, meditative serenity, then that state of mind we can understand. We can see how that mind then gives rise to all the our experiences and all the everything arises and how we engage in and everything based on that nature of the mind. Yeah, maybe we got a few more questions though. What?
No.
Well, there are a few more questions.
Jalen, that's an email from already.
Who's that?
Patriot. Shenda Yorwa, you know. Did that's a. What does one have to practice? There's one here that. They're sort of. These other ones we can answer in an email or something like that. This one maybe because it's related to this. What does one have to practice in order to be aware of the clear light mind at the time of falling asleep? That's a Gandhi's because Nikudu did because Semgi Nyugme Semdi Shargi or Timrim Yongi or what then it did. That's a Gandhi's dog took it, hagog took it, carry jungle.
Oh, the daddy cabot. Oh, that could me could in them dinner could think it's a temple of Chitura.
Well,
that is the court on a jet deco to the Nico Tonanda Cinema, Wombo, Miki, Wombo, to the Lera Majiba Capilco, Chandra Double Cousin as you share now as you do.
Well,
within the Chandra Double WC, give you order. Patient to tower today, maybe she did some tower she give you order. That thing is comsa de no so tabashin yet to Nasha Gojira. Nimago Gakandis Kogoto, Tagatavishin, eh? Tabarish then, but is Luko, Nikun and Nilam to some Wenzi Gitoa. Milam de Milami Bahako out of the Yoguara.
Was
the co Niku de Fakanga, Tata Karina, Karisha Goko, Tona Yoguara. Mabukom Gojira. Thing is a temple Gojira.
What you need is a really firm sense of. I think I read that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So what you need in order to become aware of that is a very firm sense of concentration, meditative concentration. So and then an interest, you know, you have to have some interest in perceiving these the levels of dissolving that and end in this kind of a clear light mind. It might not be just the exactly clear light mind of death, but it's somewhat, you know, it's similar enough so that then you so if you have this really strong sense of concentration, then you can become aware of these various levels of dissolution that happen for, say, the senses. So obviously, our senses have to dissolve as we fall asleep. So then you can. It's similar to how if you then have the intention or the interest through meditating and using your meditative concentration. Mm-hmm. You can become aware that a dream is a dream, and you can go into dreams and become aware that you're in a dream. Okay, so it's similar to that idea.
Namdo Kanga Mavrich does chow you ora.
Another way that we can sort of become a little aware of this kind of subtle mind is when you sneeze. actually, when you sneeze, it puts a stop to all conceptual thought. And so you get some kind of feeling for what we're talking about in terms of this clear light mind.
You're really fast, though.
I did it today.
And maybe that's good enough. Send out lots of email, Dharma.
Neither.
Gemma's saying the next two maybe we can cover with a short explanation. There is will and intention in a person. If there is no inherently existent self, where does will and intention come from? Durva dan dumva yore de kasa dumva, yeah, durva dan dumva yore de inian de kansa ki da me, you know, then it da me, you know, then it
the
dumva dan durva de kane,
so kansa da yo ma rango du tuve da me, stage in the bridge da yo singa to mangula.
I read this right in English.
Okay.
So it's not that the self completely doesn't exist. We're not talking about the self completely not existing. For instance, in the other, we say that it's a dependent arising. It exists as a dependent designation. It's not completely non-existent. That's not the point. The point is that it doesn't exist in from its own side. There are different tenet systems within Buddhist thought where they make a distinction that they say, well, it doesn't exist. It has no self. It doesn't have any kind of self. It's instituting. It can't institute itself, right? But it does exist from its own side. Some tenet systems say that, but we're talking about a view where of the Prasangika Madhyamaka, where the self doesn't exist at all from its own side, but it does. Although it lacks any kind of existence from its own side, it does exist as a dependent designation. It's a dependent arising of the imputing terms and concepts and the basis and the various bases of designating the self. So that is enough for it to then function and experience happiness and sadness and have will, intention. All of these things are enough at that level. Of existence, that's enough for it to exist. And if it was completely non-existent, then not only would we have no will, no intention, there wouldn't be any person. There wouldn't be anything. So it's not just the self wouldn't exist then. Form wouldn't exist, and, sound wouldn't exist. Nothing would exist if the self
didn't exist.
So when you look at the Heart Sutra, then it said at the beginning, before it negates all those things and say no form, no feeling, no compositional factors, no consciousness. When it negates all those, it says what we're talking about is that they don't have any inherent existence. Is another way of looking at it, or saying not existing from its own side. It's not saying that they completely don't exist. It's just that they lack this inherent existence. And please explain the transition of the mind. how it moves or is carried forward into its next existence once the body has dissolved, if the self exists only as a dependent arising. Denjin Drupa Jumi Ina, and then it did Kanjes Gabe Chima La Gagide, Kanjes Te Chima La Drogide.
Denjin Devon Juanson and Rugiora. Go Judah Kelly, and depending on the day, Kiwa Chima to do nearly Kiwangama to Tura. Move Kanga nearly duty the cousin of the line Bangone. Duty ring yell to your assembly, Junior and Dora Lula, Junior and Doris. The Shebang as a Mekoban in Yazam, Majang, and the Shebaji use a till sugar. And the Casa Chaviora. My Kimata with Shebatilia, nearly Shebangama Yoris to Yora. The troops are doing Shebangama Jima to Amekoba less one. Itu ni mama tu tanda pada leher wa. Tanda jodoh cengi cengi ya aku cuma pasi pada jodoh dua sahaja lah. Jodoh cengi itu ni yang biasa aku jodoh sot itu ni mana dua orang. Jodoh mana yang ayah mar wa. Jodoh cuma ayah mar tanda ayah mar. Tapi depan jodoh sana. Kau rawang tu tu betah cuci tiang aman dia yang dia mana dua ayah mar. Tapi depan jodoh aku jodoh mampu sot yang dia kerja ngamai orang dia dua sahaja lah.
So the problem is that if the self somehow existed in its own right, then it couldn't come from former lives and couldn't go to the future life. As the self is a dependent arising, then it can transition from the former life into the future life, and into the present life, and then into the future life, because it's, when we say dependent arising, we mean it's dependent upon many causes and conditions. So as it's as all these causes and conditions assemble, then it's possible for us to be reborn into the womb of our mother in this lifetime. And there's a continuity of consciousness that from the consciousness at the point of conception then has to have come from a conscious, a similar substance. What do you say? It has to have the same kind of a substance. It's not really substance, but there has to be some kind of, well, if we think of the mind as having some kind of substance, then which is unobstructive, then we can say that it's this substantial, same substantial cause that brings a continuity of mind from the former life, and we had this yesterday, just from the former life into the present life. And then, so it's just, but when you just talk about it, it has to be, there's a constant assemblage of causes and conditions that makes a continuum, whether it's the mind or any continuum, to continue to continue, okay? To be a continuum means that there's causes and conditions that constantly giving rise to it each moment as it continues from the former life into this life and then into the future life, so.
Chiriba tozo sikdo hachik lami nyoish. Chiriba tozo taakwa nana. Aki chima kandis yungresi yora. Nangba yine taakwa yine chima kandis yungresi. Taakwa yine yandan daga dedevi chigura. Judah can let any kitty, kiviora. Kitchy may in any condes legacy with the siora. Imagine the kitchy may in the legacy yora. Judah can you run 2 years, and then drum it and you run drum and the coach would dead, and the child driven drum and the yoga mara. So you didn't saw in the kitchy and you undo the only shiva shim at the congregate
door.
And then as a lord of Sinako, kitchy young yora. Neg you 2 years into the legacy, you don't answer tongue to do.
A refutation of the Buddhist position that said, well, there's a sort of a non-Buddhist position where it said if the self is not permanent, then how could it, if you say it's not permanent, then how could it possibly go in take rebirth into the next lifetime. It has to be permanent. Where does the Buddha say, well, if it's permanent, and permanent means static, right? If it's static, then it wouldn't go anywhere. How could it possibly go into the future life? And then also, if you think about cause and effect as a constant state of change, then it's a constant state of flux. You can that the causes and conditions constantly are assembling and giving rise to effects, and these effects are then becoming causes and conditions for the next production of an effect that, and there's a constant continuum of cause and effect in that way that changes from one moment to the next. The non-Buddhist would say, well, how could anything ever continue? It has to have some kind of staticness to it or some kind of permanence to it. And the Buddhists say, well, how could it go anywhere? It wouldn't move if it was totally static. Or permanent. And so you have to think of it as being like electricity. The electricity has to be in a constant state of flux, and then at each moment the various electrons and so forth that are making up the electricity that we experience as being able to read and see things in a kind of continuum, right, are constantly in a state of flux. They're never the same from one moment to the other. Now, if electricity was somehow static, then we wouldn't have to pay our bills. Nothing would happen.
Let's do that. This one.
Thank you. So now we'll recite the dedication verses there. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise the Mandabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse it three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh, yeah.